Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
The following podcast is not real, but it is really sponsored by Large Management Group. Wings and beer, almost as good as podcasts. That's why Chicago's Summer Wing Fest wants to give listeners a free t-shirt when they buy tickets with the offer code PODCAST. Available at wingfest.net.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. Things are kind of serious, so I'm going to barrel through this as quickly as possible. If you haven't heard the podcast before, a while back I fell through a magical portal behind a Burger King into the magical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King, so I used that to upload a weekly podcast from the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, and the town of Hogsface in the land of Foon, which is in deep shit. Like, I'm really... I used to make fun of Usador's quest against the Dark Lord.
Now you rue those days.
But now things are getting kind of serious. Like, there's still Soulwalker corpse shit all over this place. It's terrifying.
Yeah, we saw 13 bodies fly out of one dead person.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for listeners. I should introduce my co-hosts, Chunt, the Talking Badger.
Hello.
And
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as
Fianyala.
The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gaswanius Maestar. And there may be other secret names you do know. There may be other secret names you do not know yet.
And I think
powerful names. Far more powerful than other people at the table.
I think Usador is flustered because we're also joined by...
I am Spintax the Green, wizard of the 3rd, 9th, and 12th realms of Ephesius, wielder of arcane forces compelling the living and the dead, diviner of unknown truths, master of illusions, destroyer of lies, dissolver of the wall of fire, imbiber of 9 deadly poisons, author of the Pandemonicon, and winner of the Wizard's Choice Award. The dwarves know me as Nickelback Silverchair. The angels know me as Mama Cassiel. The vampires know me as Cameron Orlando. In the south, I am known as Lodestone Greatcraft, and many other names you will never hear from my lips.
Spindex, thank you for joining us. It was just a really scary, traumatizing.
This air is afoul with dark magic.
The Dark Lord sent a soul walker. Is that what it was called?
Mm-hmm. Yes, a soul walker came here, not with 7 souls, but 13.
How do you 3 still live?
I put a rock in its pocket.
Spintex doubts that.
It had a rock in its pocket.
I just kind of like wetted my thumb and like erased a rune on its forehead. And
yes. Quite clever.
One of the souls it told us turned how to do on it. Them.
Fascinating. It's almost as if it were preordained that you 3 should survive.
Well, yes, of course we were preordained. For our duty is to defeat the Dark Lord. We shall... complete this quest, gain great glory for ourselves, for Hogsface and all of Foon, and we shall do it without the likes of you.
But I've come here to lend my magic.
Oh, thank goodness.
Add my power to yours.
That's great.
What a relief.
So, we don't really have any kind of plan. We're just like, let's bring in Spintax.
Yeah, at this point,
they'll know what to do.
Just like Young Stain, like, let's grab Spintax. Yeah. I don't know what to do.
A plan from me. You know, I'm not sure if I want to share my plan.
But you have one.
What?
I'm slightly offended.
Usador, apologize to Spintax.
Spindex. I apologize. And I also want to say that I was very impressed with the way you dissolved the wall of fire.
Aww. Thank you very much. Most of the trick was figuring out that the fire needed to be dissolved and not extinguished.
Yes, yes, that
was... Not naturally the thought.
That's no, true. No one thinks yeah, that.
It's lateral thinking.
It's very impressive.
As much as I appreciate your apology, Usador, that is not why I'm offended.
No! Oh.
I heard rumors being spread of me.
You did?
Was it that you're gay?
No!
That's usually the first rumor.
But it is quite sexual. I heard speak come from this very tavern... The Vermilion Minotaur, that I was involved with a bisected dwarf.
Oh, yeah, I did. That's my bad, guys. I said that Spintax likes bisexuals.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Listen, I've got nothing wrong with bisected people. Bisexuals, whatever, do what they want. I was involved with a woman I did not know she was bisexual at first.
You couldn't tell just by looking at her?
No, when I met her, she was lying on a mirror.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yes, she's bisected vertically.
Yes, I see now.
Yes.
So you thought it was a head and shoulders on both ends?
No, she was bisected vertically.
No.
Lying on her bisected side upon a mirror.
Oh,
and then you looked upon her and you're like, my goodness, you're the most beautiful one I've ever seen, for you're perfectly symmetrical. So,
yes, I lie down next to her and I noticed she was somewhat lower than me.
Right.
But I didn't think anything of it. I pledged my love. It was quite embarrassing.
And did you think that there was, like, someone that looked just like you underneath you?
I'm not quite so concerned with myself. I was gazing at the most beautiful woman I'd ever seen.
The most perfectly symmetrical woman you'd ever seen.
How long were you able to carry on this relationship without knowing that she was just lying on a mirror?
Until things became physical.
6-7 years?
Something like that.
All right, that sounds...
I rush into it a little bit faster than you do, Usador.
You do?
Yes.
Look, as someone who recently was, due to a crazy mix-up...
He fucked a memory gremlin.
Oh, it was hilarious.
My word.
It was an accident. But you know what? These things happen.
Let me ask you a question, Arnie. Uh-huh. How was sex with a memory gremlin?
I mean, it was...
Oh, we didn't even think to ask that.
It was nice. It was exactly like having sex with my wife, and so... It was great. I mean, it was something.
And
that
sir, if you're listening, I'm sure Arnie is very sorry.
I am. I do feel guilty about it, Sarah.
He did just say that sex with you is like sex with a memory gremlin. He said there's no difference. He said it's just the same.
That's literally intrinsically what a memory gremlin does, right? It
at least lie and say it wasn't.
It was.
He noticed something was off, I believe. He told me that the other day, Sarah. Wink.
Oh. Sure.
I'm winking at you.
Yes. No, wait, no, that makes it worse. If I thought something was off and I went through... Look, do not help me. Do not
Well, he was making love to her and he thought, this seems not entirely pleasant. Even though he thought it was you.
You're not helping.
I think
count
I am.
Yourself lucky. I'm sex with a bisexual is terrible.
Really?
Yes. I want to...
I
there's no
I
holes.
Some question. It's...
And there's a groove.
It's like rubbing yourself up against an open-faced ham sandwich.
Can I get a ham sandwich, please?
Open face. I want to apologize for my part in any pain with the rumor causing.
I'll forgive you, Chunt.
Thank you, Smith.
Oh, yeah. Everything's forgiven. Now on to the plan to defeat the encroaching void and the power of the Dark Lord.
I know. We have so many things to stop now. The void, the Dark Lord... I guess just two.
That's two. Yeah.
Still, that's a lot.
They have combined.
Oh, they have.
The Dark Lord has begun to channel the power of the void.
He's
moving it in his own directions, weaponizing the encroaching darkness.
So I'm sorry, Spintax. Could you remind me what's the deal with the void?
Certainly. In brief? Or the entire story?
No, in brief.
There's a little girl named Penelope Penelope. Want all that story?
Yes.
Or just the fact that there's a wave of nothingness traveling over Foon, enveloping everything, disincorporating, dismembering, and dissolving all things that it touches?
And we have to make the girl believe in us in order to stop the encroaching void.
Yeah, that's where...
Is there a third thing?
A third thing that we're fighting?
Are we supposed to be worried about a third thing? I'm trying to think if there's a third thing. Give me a minute here. It might be a third.
So we have the Dark Lord, the Void. Was there a...
Oh, thank you.
Oh, can I have an open face ham sandwich? I don't need a plate. I'm just going to fuck it.
No.
I know of a third danger.
Oh, no. What's the third danger?
Waters.
The three of you
What?
Like, is this just a slam, or...
No, not at all. I was pausing for mystery.
Oh.
Yes. I have traveled to many other realms. Uh-huh. I may not travel between dimensions freely, but I may travel to alternate dimensions. Mirror realms.
Ooh.
Slightly different from our own, from the safety of my multifaceted gemstone.
Isn't it ironic that you visit mirror realms?
Because of like that girl, yes. I traveled into the realm to find the reflection that I fell in love with. I cast aside the bisected dwarf, looking to find a reality in which her whole self existed. I did not find that woman.
I'm sorry, that's very sad.
But I found other worlds. Other worlds with Arnies, other worlds with Usadors, other worlds with Chunts the Badgers.
Really?
Shapeshifter.
Yes.
And so in these, like, mirror worlds, do we have, like, goatees and eye patches?
Not all of you.
But some of us do.
There's one goatee, two eye patches between the three of you.
Oh.
I don't think I would shave down to a goatee.
I'm thinking you'd have a eye patch.
I have one right here in a pouch.
Just in case?
Yes.
Hmm.
Do you want it?
No.
You'll probably need it.
So I'm sorry, Spintax, there's a danger from us?
Yes, in this altered reality, the three of you are servants of the Dark Lord. You are his three most powerful emissaries.
Fear not then, Spintax, for just this past week, we did cast off the temptations of the Dark Lord that were laid at our very feet.
I have a hard time believing we'd be all that useful to the Dark Lord, to be honest.
I would be very useful.
You are altered versions of yourself. You, of course, Arnie, have adopted your name, Carnival Whittleson.
Oh, yeah.
You've become a grand trickster god.
Mm-hmm.
A foon.
Yeah, that does make sense.
Yes, you're making people pull your fingers in awe.
Yeah.
As you rip your own thumb apart in front of them.
How did that work again?
Look, you just pull my finger.
I just pull your finger. Like that. Oh.
Carnival Wilson.
I always shit his pants.
I always,
come on. Oh, God.
I always forget.
Oh, they were standing up to get him to reach across the table.
That's a trick? No. On Earth, that's a trick? No. Is somebody pulls your finger and you shit your pants?
Oh, I mean, it's a little impressive.
No,
this is the worst.
The worst thing is I shit standing up.
So we would use Arnold as a trickster god. And what would he use Chunt to do?
Chunt. Chunt had forsaken that name. He went by Wendigo Wilson.
Ooh.
In this reality, Chunt and Arnie are married.
Oh, finally.
Well, no, I gotta go change my pants.
Chunt, you'd had sex with a Wendigo.
It's like a monster,
human cannibal.
Right? A human cannibal?
Turned into a beast by your own desires.
Right? Wow.
Yes. And you forsake sexual pleasure. All you cared for was more raw human meat.
Hmm.
So you were stuck in that form, but Arnie married you so that they wouldn't kill you.
How many buttholes did I have?
Just one.
Oh, just one.
But it was enormous.
Yes. That sounds amazing.
Doesn't sound bad. And of course, I, as a blue wizard, was already a tremendous asset.
But you'd given up your wizardly powers.
I what?
Yes. And became a dark sorcerer.
Oh.
I barely escaped that world by the skin of my teeth.
Oh, sounds terrible.
I had to take the skin off of all of my teeth to travel back.
That's a smart move, to put a little extra skin on your teeth just in case you need it a little later.
Absolutely.
Always be prepared.
Have you ever killed a soulwalker before?
No, I don't like to brag. Yes.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
That's all you like to do.
Yes, I don't like to brag right away, Usador.
Oh, not right away.
I had to banish three separate demons to find the secret to killing a soulwalker.
What happened to the demon you had last
time? Don't worry about it.
Is there a demon here?
No, not today. There was a...
It's in my pocket. Fine, here.
Oh.
I was keeping them just in case.
The Soulwalker made it last week. It's just a little one. I thought, what the hell? Let it be.
Yan McCure!
Oh. It's turned into a ball of white flame.
Sorry. That'll last for 2 weeks.
Oh, that's nice.
Put it on your basement steps.
God, what's that smell? I just finished changing
it's
pants.
It's your own shit, probably.
Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, and also...
We set a demon on fire.
Oh. I just burned my demon with four.
It's the tiny demon from last week.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the Soulwalker made one? Remember the Soulwalker made one?
What's that?
Remember the Soulwalker made one?
I don't know what you're saying.
Remember the Soulwalker made one?
Are you all right? Did you have a stroke?
No, I didn't. I was...
Look, okay, so Spintax, and now we
Hold on, he's in his wizard state.
Nobody's listening to me anymore. I'm just trying to came back and I can't tell what they want me to talk about next.
Spintax.
Yes, Spintax the Green.
No, go ahead and ask him.
So now we have to worry about the mirror versions of us. We need to worry about the encroaching void and the Dark Lord.
Yes.
We gotta just start knocking these threats out. Is there one that we should tackle first?
Wait, let's start.
No.
He may be just sleeping.
Yeah, it seems more serene than usual.
I know. There's a feather, like, floating above his mouth.
And his leg is twitching. I bet he's chasing rabbits.
What?
Yusidor, you fell asleep.
The Dark Lord won.
What?
I'm just kidding.
So what are we going to do?
Look, how about that we do this? I'm going to buy Spintax a drink. What do you want?
Rainbow Bowl, probably.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, I'm going to get Spintax a Rainbow Bowl. I'm going to get myself a Rainbow Bowl. Yusidor, what do you want?
I'll have a mead.
A mead and Chunt?
A mead with a little raspberry.
All right, well, so I'm going to get all those drinks. It's all on me and a way of buttering up Spintax. And we're going to come back and we'll figure out what Spintax's plan is.
Hello, I'm Bungaree Chubbins. Do you like your job? Well, it doesn't matter. You have to do it, just like I have to sell chamber pots to the people of Hog's Face at Chubbins Chamber Pots and so forth. Oh no, I'm not stuck doing this work as a result of any spell or magical curse. No, it's just by the accumulation of my life choices. So, Chubbins, chamber pots, and so forth. You need to use them. I need to sell them. Please, please stop by.
All right, here's your rainbow bowl. Here's your mead with raspberry. And here is my rainbow bowl.
Thank you.
Between the four of us, we can come up with a plan to stop the Dark Lord. Let's just spitball. Let's just brainstorm. There's no bad ideas.
Let's figure out what we already have. We know how to defeat the encroaching void. We just have to figure out a way to do it. Somebody has to go to Earth.
I'll go to Earth. I've been saying it again and again. I will go to Earth.
Arnold.
I'll be reunited with my wife. Sorry. With my wife and my child. And then after, a certain amount of time, I'll find this Penelope person and I'll...
I have a surprise for you.
What is that?
I have been working on a way to get you back to Earth. I've not figured out how to do it yet. I am devoting a large portion of my mental energy towards getting you back home.
So your surprise is that you've just been thinking about it.
That's correct.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I offered a way for you to return home once before.
I'm not killing all those kids.
You all blanched at the idea of rendering the fat from six children.
Yeah.
Yes, but what if I told you that I already had the fat of six children?
Oh, Spintax.
Already made.
I'm listening.
And ready to go. No choices. Made by you. It's already done. What if I told you that?
It is kind of like not being a vegetarian. You're just sort of like, well, this has already happened. These animals are already killed.
I mean, the only plan I had was I got on your computer and I found something called the Megabus, and I thought that might help.
The Megabus?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not helpful.
Well, I looked at, as far as, like, I typed in how to get someone home, and
Megabus.
That sounds like some sort of grimoire.
Yes.
What's a grimoire?
A book of spells.
Oh.
Yes.
Do you have any new spells you've been working on or anything that you can...
Spells for me? Yes. I have recently been concocting a spell to give me the voice of a dragon.
Whoa.
So that I may speak and commune with the dragon lords.
Oh, wonderful.
Would you mind giving us a demonstration?
Ah, certainly. Mm-hmm.
You say red leather, yellow leather?
Whoa.
Who comes to my cave?
Oh my god.
Wow.
I am Red Arrow.
Red Arrow?
Larry. Call me Larry.
Larry.
Yes.
That's
incredible,
wow.
Spintax.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
That was
wonderful.
The coolest thing I've ever seen.
Vertarilax, if you're listening, soon we shall commune with the dragon.
Oh, that's right. Vertarilax, the dragon on Earth that sent us an email a long time ago.
In the Pacific Northwest, yes.
Yeah,
there is a dragon on Earth?
That's correct.
Or someone on Earth saying they're a dragon started a Twitter account and kind of stopped.
But Earth is a mundane realm if a magical creature exists on Earth. That may be the key.
Really?
To making Penelope.
Are you all right, Swimtack?
Is that your stroke? I'm going crazy about it. I can't wait to get there. There are so many possibilities. I have so many ideas of what I can do. Take that dragon to the girl. Take the girl to the dragon. Feed it to that bear. I'm not sure what I want to do. Usador, never strike me again.
No, I shall do whatever I wish.
So someone could show this dragon to this girl and convince her that there's magic, and the void would be defeated.
Well, also,
thus depowering the Dark Lord, robbing him of one of his newest weapons.
That's right.
All right. So I'll go to Earth. I'll find this Penelope Pava.
Penelope.
Penelope. I should write that down. I'll tweet at this Vertarilax, try to figure out where he is. You know, show the girl the dragon, and everything's solved. And I'm home. It's best for everybody.
What if Vertarilax isn't a dragon?
If it's just some dude that's sent up a fake Twitter account?
That's a very real possibility.
Do people do that?
Yeah. You can lie on Twitter.
You can lie?
You can lie on Twitter.
Why?
I'm speaking to a bunch of liars?
I mean, probably. Yeah. So, Spintax, so I'm not a big fan of the fact that you have rendered fat from six dead children.
Hypothetically.
But if you do have it already, and we don't have to kill children, which I'm against, what would we have to do next to send me back to Earth?
We need to find the place at which you first came through into Foon.
Okay, that's great. That's right? It's like right behind the tavern.
Wonderful. Well, then we'll take the rendered children's fat, rub it on our hands, and work that hole. Stretching it with the fat until it's large enough to send someone through.
Okay, this sounds...
I'm on board.
No,
Are we really sending the largest person through the hole? Is that our plan?
I'm not that much larger.
A hole can stretch quite a bit with enough rendered children's
fat.
That's
very true. My other point was, if this dragon is not real, and we said Arnold, and then Arnold goes, look, there's magic, and he's just a tall man, will that be convincing enough? I would be willing to go to Earth and prove that there's magic. I would give this girl rocks. I would put magical light into the room and use all my great wizard prowess to prove to her that magic exists.
Look, first of all, we all agree that Usador would just mess it up, right?
Sure.
So we should not send Usador.
And I mean, I would just sit around and eat Snickers all day, so don't send me.
Yeah, so clearly Spintax, right? We should send me. I understand.
What about sending Spintax?
Sending Spintax?
Me?
Yeah, he already has the rendered fat.
Oh, yes.
And he does have magical abilities, unlike Arnie.
I suppose we could send Spintax to another realm where you'd never have to see him again.
If we're being honest, he has the most power out of all of us.
And if the three of you stay, you can disguise yourselves as your mirror selves with eye patches and goatees. Get close to the Dark Lord inside the Dark City and destroy him.
I already have an eye patch.
I mean, I don't have a razor here, but I could make a goatee for myself.
We can shave you here. We have the ability to shave.
I'm sorry, I was assuming. Chunt wasn't the one with the goatee, right? Like, just shaved his
badger
fur?
Ever since I saw that picture of the guy from Smash Mouth, just the tiniest.
Don't try to Smash Mouth yourself.
It's like a tiny...
I have to be honest, I don't understand this.
Arnie has a goatee. Yes. Usador has two eye patches.
Yes.
And Chunt is a wild beast.
Yes.
A Wendigo. Oh,
that's right.
With a giant butthole, remember?
And we're married.
Yep.
So with this subterfuge and Spintax's journey into the realm of Earth, we could defeat the Dark Lord and the encroaching...
Darkness. No, nothing?
Encroaching
Void.
Void, that's what it was. Void.
We should write this stuff down.
There's a lot to keep track of.
There is a lot to keep track of. I'm sure people listening on the podcast are following it all 100%. Usador fell asleep.
I think this is a good time for me to take my leave.
All right.
Tell Usador, when he awakes, a simple message for me.
Okay.
Goodbye from me, Spintax. Tell him, Usador, you may be Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves may know you as Vianyalik, and the dwarves may know you as Zonin Hungstanges. And you may be known in the northeast as Gasmoinus Waystar. But to me, you will always be known as Friend.
Oh, I bet that'll mean
got
a
that?
Lot. Yeah, that'll mean a lot to him. Here, let's move the microphones over back by this window, back where I think this will be the closest part to where the portal is.
Is this it here?
Yeah.
Is this it?
Yeah, this is... I've been... Oh,
I'm going to really lube up my hand.
Here, give me
every Sunday, I've been putting little messages here because it's pretty tiny. I can just fit a little piece of paper through into the parking lot of the Burger King.
And what sort of missives have you sent through?
Hold on,
I just want to work my finger in here first.
No, okay. I'm not... If it's all right, I'm not going to look at what you're doing.
Let me get a hand in here, too.
Yeah. Oh.
There you go.
Just
good.
Pull it. All right. I wish it were me, but watching that happen, I'm glad it's not.
All right. My forearm in here.
Spintax, while you're in Earth, on your way to finding Penelope, say hello to my wife. Tell her I'm all right.
All right with what?
That I'm alive, and that I'm trying to find a way to get back to her, and that I miss her, and I love her.
And Spintax, if you could do me a favor.
Yes.
If you could please tell Arnie's wife... He fucked a memory gremlin. That would be...
Whatever is going on? Do we do it?
Goodbye, Usador!
Goodbye, Spintax!
Goodbye!
You asshat.
Oh, he's barely squeezing through there. That was quite a struggle.
Here, give him a good kick. Give him a couple kicks.
It looks like he's being reverse born.
Chicken fries are back!
Wow, that's kind of a lot to process. So, Spintax is on Earth now. Hopefully he can complete his quest.
I'm so glad that we were able to take this step forward in our journey together. For you two have now officially joined the quest to defeat the Dark Lord.
Yes, whatever I can do here via this podcast to defeat the Dark Lord.
Oh, also, shit. Spintax had something he wanted... He left you a message, something about
base. He said Usador,
He listed your names and
he said Waystar for one of your names instead of Maystar.
I can't remember. Sorry.
That's all right.
And then he was like,
do you tell him from me he can lick my lower butthole?
Good one. Do you get any emails?
Oh, yeah, I did actually. You know, this would have been a great email for Spintax to answer, but anyway, I got an email to magictavern@puppies.supplies, which is the only email I was able to get. Hey, Usador, I was curious about the difference.
Why would it be great for Spintax if it's addressed to me?
It's wizard related. I felt like Spintax would be able to answer this. Hey, Usador, I was curious about the different colors of wizards in the land of Foon. I know you are a blue wizard and Spintax is a green wizard, so I was wondering if the colors represent anything like your level of power or skill. If so, I was wondering what is the ranking of the different colors were from most, what the different colors were from most to least powerful. Also, are there any more blue wizards or are you the only one? Charlie McCrary from Michigan.
Well, there's only one of each color of wizard at any given time. Mm-hmm. Should I be destroyed or sent back into the realms of Ephesius, then another blue wizard may take my place or may not, depending if one is required at the time. And there is no ranking of the colors. It is not a system such as that. The colors coincide with the source of our power. Blue wizards are all wizards of light and shadow, whereas all green wizards are all wizards of truth and lies. All yellow wizards are masters of space and time. Mm-hmm. Those aren't opposites, but they did it anyway. And then, of course, white wizards are masters of life and death.
Ooh. What type is Can the wizard?
Yellow.
Yellow.
Yes.
Space and time.
Yes.
Interesting. How about you, Chunt? Did you get any emails?
Yeah, I got one here. This is from Ash. It says, Hi, Chunt. As the son of a hunger ghost, you must know a lot about Foonish cuisine. What other delicious foods are there in your land besides spiced potatoes? You guys are great, even the wizard. That was...
What's it? Wow.
Weird chat. Cheers from Earth, from Ash. P.S. I drew a picture of what I think you guys look like based on your voices. Hope I was at least somewhat close. Maybe you can hang it on your refrigerator if you like. And she attached, he or she attached a picture here.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like an 8-bit pixel art.
So other Foonish cuisine, I mean, you have, there's burnt lizard tips, fang pie, fried pubes, if you've ever had fried... Could you give us the recipe for fried pubes?
No.
Don't you have a recipe for...
Yes. Oh. You take the youngest orangutans, you shave the genitals. You, of course, gather the hair from around the genitals, you... Put some warm oil on the stove, and you just sprinkle it in with some onions.
Well, it's been a great
ginger.
This week. Thanks for tuning in.
Pretty judgmental from someone who shit his pants.
Yeah, all right. Just once.
Once the pubes get nice and chewy, you're ready to...
What are chicken fries?
Pour the red sauce over them.
No, there's been another trans-dimensional event. I'm supposed to stop these things from happening. Trisha, I need your help.
Oh, great, great, great. Bobri, oh, sorry, Robri. H5 Delta.
No, I'm not asking you to read the iTunes 5-star review names. Never mind, you are dead weight. All right, you'll have to do this yourself. It's okay, all of the realities are depending on you. First things first, remind all the listeners that this, of course, was not real. But can you believe how meticulously fleshed out it is? Usador was played by Matt Young. If there's a fresh-faced ingenue, Matt would be its broken shadow mirror image. Chunt was portrayed by Adil Rafai. His reliable presence on the show only tells me he has literally no other projects in play. Spintax the Green has not somehow bled into your world, causing any amount of unpredictable consequences, because he's a fictional character played by Charlie McCracken. Instead of spending time with your loved ones, you can follow Charlie on Twitter, @TheKraken. Bungary Chubbins was played by voiceover newcomer Tom Gottlieb. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DeGiorgi. Edited by Ryan DeGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Learn more about the show and how it's not real at hellofromthemagictavern.com or follow us on Twitter @MagicTavern. All of this barely organized whatever it is was sponsored by Lodge Management Group. Don't forget to get your free t-shirt when you buy tickets to Chicago's Summer Wingfest using the code PODCAST at wingfest.net.
Oh, sir, also, if people are looking for another Chicago podcast co-op show they should check out, there's Open Ended, a bi-weekly podcast exploring humanity among the digital noise through interviews and investigations. Open Ended, part of the Chicago Podcast Co-op.
I should call my supervisor. This will not look good. Maybe I'll wait. Maybe this will all blow over. Maybe.
Cheese tender crisp today.
Greetings, Oracle. Take me to this king of burgers.
For God's sake.
And if he is busy, I will deign to visit with King Junior Cheeseburger.
Who is this?
This is Spintax the Green.
Pull forward. We gotta have a word.
I will pull you forward from this Oracle and cleave you in twain.
Linda!
Linda too! Beware, Linda. I'm coming for you. I'm not satisfied.